Hello, listeners, and welcome to today's sermon, composed and presented by myself, Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola. This is the third Sunday of Advent. This is also known as Laudate Sunday. That is the Sunday of joy. There is joy because the day of our liberation is near. We have been liberated by Jesus himself when he exonerated us from all our sins by dying for us on the cross and rose from the dead. But that liberation is always near us, only we have to wake up to it and welcome it into our hearts. But I suppose one can ask, what does that mean? When you're liberated from something, it brings great joy. You might have been sick for a few weeks or even a day, and you wake up the next day or the day you are feeling better and you're liberated. You feel new. You feel that it's over and a new phase now has begun, and you feel joy. That is what the Sunday is trying to express to us today. We are more or less over the halfway mark in Advent. So let's get into the spirit of waiting expectantly, like Mary waited for Jesus to be born, liberation from our sins and from all the troubles of this life, because the troubles of this life can weigh us down. Liberation, though, from sin and death. It's incredible that we are not to worry about the impending doom of death. Death has no hold over us. Us who believe and who have the faith in the risen Christ. The first reading from Isaiah chapter 35 is a great example, a place where all suffering, human suffering, is over, and where the infirmities of life, blindness, lameness, dumbness, are all healed, and the bodies of the infirm are restored to full health. This is the prediction to the New Testament times, when the Messiah will heal all human suffering caused by sin and the fall of our first parents. The life that they lived will be restored. Paradise. Also, in our second reading today, we are reminded that liberation is in sight from sin and death. We can wait patiently for things in life, like the seasons coming. We waited for the rainy season. It came. We can wait for somebody who is coming to visit us, waiting patiently and expectantly, knowing that that person is coming, that the seasons are coming. The certainty that Jesus has given us is the only certainty in life. It's a joyful waiting. We should not waste our time criticizing and judging other people. It's the worst thing to do. We have no time for that. Our time is getting ready for the coming of the Lord, getting ready for liberation, getting ready for the time when we die and pass over to the greater world that is promised us. Now in the Gospel, we have a curious story of St. John the Baptist. Poor St. John the Baptist is in prison. And as we now know, he was to be beheaded. He is listening to the stories because somehow he's hearing about Jesus. But he's wondering, is Jesus the one? Because he said in his life, yes, the one who is among you, who is coming after me. So it looks like John had moments of darkness, moments of doubt, moments of wondering. He sent his disciples to Jesus And they dutifully asked Jesus, "Are you the one, or should we wait for another?" And he says, "Look around and see the signs. The lame are walking, the dumb are speaking, the blind are seeing again. These are the signs of the kingdom." And that's the only answer Jesus gave to them to bring back to John. And of course, both of them being steeped in scripture, John would understand that as being a yes, I am the one. What does all this mean for us in our lives today? Are we able to look at our world today and see the signs of God in our world? It takes faith to see the signs of God. But if we are trained in the doctrine of the gospel and the belief that we have inherited down from our ancestors, we are trained to look and see. See people forgiving each other. See people gathering together and meeting and praying. We see people doing great things for others. We see missionaries going to other countries to spread the gospel. We see parents giving of their time and training their children to be good, wholesome, and law-abiding and moral young people. We see young people, great energy there, coming out of them in our church. We see their enthusiasm to be good, to be kind, to be wholesome, to give of themselves to help others. We see plenty signs, and they're not like miracle signs, like the sea being divided, or extraordinary events so much. If we look around and see the ordinary signs, and with the eyes of faith we can see them. In our own personal lives, in the challenges of our life, we see the God who comes. Each of us must experience this in our own lives, the coming of Jesus to us, in our problems and in our difficulties. I'm always saying, in the morning, start your day and give over your life, your day's work, to the Lord. No matter what it is, it may not exactly be directly towards bringing the gospel, but it is, inadvertently, it is bringing the gospel to the world, because we are hoping to be good examples, to be wholesome people, to be honest workers, to be upright characters, to be moral, to be loving people, forgiving people, and people who feel sorrow for those who are less fortunate. It might be also in nature, in our beautiful world, beautiful sunsets, the birds, the animals, and above all, our fellow human beings. We see that human being is reflecting the graces and the blessings of God, the gifts that are given to each and every one. Those who sing beautifully, dance beautifully, drum beautifully, play instruments beautifully. These are the signs. But we have duties as Christians. See your sinfulness. See it. It's there. If we cannot see how much we need God's mercy, then it's very sad. So please go to confession, be honest and open, and sincerely vow to make changes for the better in your life. I'll leave the final words to Pope Francis. Because God waits for you, He is near you, He likes you, He is merciful, He forgives you. He gives you the strength to begin all over again. He gives it to everybody. And this real joy remains in times of trials too, even in suffering. That is from a sermon given on the 15th of December 2013 in St. Peter's Square by Pope Francis. Thank you, dear listeners, for your time, and please God, I will be with you tomorrow. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, signing off now. Goodbye, and have a beautiful Sunday. Laudate Sunday, the Sunday of joy.